You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, September 21st, and what a blessing to have some friends in studio this morning to talk about a very exciting event. If you may recall, just a few years ago, Worldwide KFUO celebrated our 90th anniversary. But we weren't alone in KFUO does not stand alone. We partner with a lot of people. And from the very beginning, very early on, there was a key organization that partnered with KFUO and to help get started. And they had already been around for a while. That's Lutheran Hour Ministries. Joining me in studio today, Ken Olemeyer, Director of Marketing and Creative Services from Lutheran Hour. Ken, welcome.
Thank you, Andy. Welcome.
Glad to have you here today. Excited to share about this special anniversary for Lutheran Hour Ministries.
I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
Also in studio with me today, Dr. Gerald Pirschbacher, and he serves as the editor of the Lutheran Layman. Jerry, welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's been a while since you and I have chatted.
It has. We usually talk about history, and that's what we'll do a little bit today, too.
We'll do something historical.
Why not?
Very good. Well, 100 years. Let's see, we're looking at maybe 6 or 7, maybe 8 years before Worldwide KFUO, before KFUO started broadcasting, Lutheran Hour began. Tell me about, who wants to talk about the early days of the Lutheran Hour?
Well, the early days of the Lutheran Hour began with an idea, and that is to take radio and make it the outreach for the Christ-centered broadcast that the world was dying to hear, even though the world may not have known it at the time. And with the powerful voice of Dr. Walter A. Meyer, which became a, what shall we say, a watershed-type situation with his bombastic and energetic way of saying, you know, Christ has come and he's come for you and he's coming now and he's coming to your home through the vital radio broadcasts that you're hearing right this very moment, and open your windows and let your neighbors hear and things like that. So that was a great thing. You know, Lutheran Hour Ministries really started as the Lutheran Layman's League, and that's technically what we're still officially known as, but we are known with an exterior prominence, if you will, of Lutheran Hour Ministries because of the Lutheran Hour, and that being the flagship program for the organization. So when that launched in 1930, it was magnificent, and there were 35 stations, power-packed stations, across the country, coast to coast, that carried the very first October 2nd, 1930 broadcast. And it brought a phenomenal response. And early on, the Walther League was involved, and there was what was called a Young People's Lutheran Hour, one broadcast every 4 weeks on the Lutheran Hour, dedicated particularly to the young people. And, you know, we've tried to jump over all the barriers when it comes to age and demographics and trying to get the word out, because the word is for everyone. The Lutheran Layman's League started in 1917, so we were around for a while, and paid for the building of the KFUO structure that was on the campus of Clayton at the seminary, and then paid to keep it operational, because it was such a dedication to having KFUO as part of the network that would carry that wonderful broadcast of the Lutheran Hour.
And still today, carrying the Lutheran Hour.
Very definitely.
That very every definitely. Week.
And Andy, I was recently on Concordia's campus and looked at the building, and the cornerstone is still there. So I know there's plans to take that cornerstone out, and I'd love to see if there's a time capsule or anything like that in the cornerstone. It says 1927, I believe, KFUO. And I'd love to see that, because there may be some Lutheran Layman's League memorabilia
history,
in there as well.
Certainly, there's a lot of history. And before we went on the air, Jerry and I were talking about the early days of KFUO, back when the seminary campus was on South Jefferson, and broadcasting from the attic there.
It was really the exercise room of the seminary, no windows, up on the third floor. Stifling in the summertime.
Who wants to exercise in a room with no windows?
right. But that's where the very first broadcast took place in the early 20s. And, you know, radio had some phenomenal growth. In 1914, only $800,000 worth of radio equipment was produced in the United States. By 1925, $5 billion or more of equipment. And this was researched by a man who became known as Dr. Arthur Carl Peepcorn, and he was writing to the Walther League back in the 1920s, and he, in fact, I guess it was early 30s, and was talking about the launch of the Lutheran Hour and the excitement of radio, because it was reaching, in 1 year, in 13-month period, they increased the reach of radio to 15 million more listeners. They started off with about 44 million by early 1929, increased 15 million in 13 months. So it was just the right time for the Lutheran Hour to step forward and be heard around the world. And of course, now it has its outreach through Lutheran Hour Ministries in so many countries. 37 individuals will be coming to our big conference coming up, and Ken needs to talk a little bit about that, because there'll be a one-on-one, face-to-face, and maybe even KFUO can have a presence there too. But Ken, maybe you need to say
that. Yeah, let me talk about that. But it is interesting. If you think about where Lutheran Hour Ministries and Lutheran Layman's League and KFUO have been, started with radio, into television. We're going to be reintroducing a disc special DVD set of This Is the Life.
Oh, wow.
Some of the old This Is the Life classics. We're going to be showing that. But then now into the digital realm. You know, we're getting involved in podcasts. You're involved in podcasts. I mean, the digital realm is where we can continue to grow and reach people around the globe. Jerry mentioned we've got 37 of our international directors coming in from around the globe to talk about their worldwide ministries that they're involved with. And what a great opportunity to bring your kids down and get to see some different cultures.
Absolutely. Now, this is all taking place, this special anniversary celebration, taking place in October.
Yes, October 21st, that the Friday evening event, through the 23rd. And it's going to end at Concordia Seminary at the Chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus with a special worship service led by Dr. Gregory Seltz and Dr. Dale Meyer.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the festivities happening at St. Louis Union Station.
The event is at St. Louis Union Station. So Friday night, October 21st, is kind of what we're considering just the family entertainment night. We're going to have a celebration kind of our heritage. We're going to be... It's going to be a German Oktoberfest. We've got the Deutschmaster Brass Band coming in to take to play some music for us, and that's going to be fun. So a lot of German food. We've got a great commemorative beer stein that we're going to be releasing, so I'm excited about that. We also, it's something very special that night, too. We're going to be showing a sneak preview of the new Martin Luther, The Idea That Changed the World movie that the LCMS has been heavily involved with. It was sponsored by a grant from Thrivent, and it's by Steve Botcher and Mike Trinklin, who are Emmy-winning producers. And it's going to be on PBS in 2017. But we're going to be showing a sneak preview of it because it allows us to have an opportunity to cross-promote some of our Martin Luther Bible studies as well as everything that's going on with the Reformation. This show will be kind of a national conversation surrounding the Reformation next year. So we're going to get a chance to show that. We're very excited about it. On Saturday now, we kind of shift and we start paying homage to our legacy and then also talking about our international ministries, as well as we have a whole series of great speakers. Greg Seltz will be speaking, the Reverend Matt Popovitz, the Reverend Greg Finke, Cindy Steinbeck, and Reverend Mike Newman. And I know many of your listeners are familiar with those speakers as well. We also will be recognizing all of our international directors as well. So it's a good opportunity for us to kind of look back and honor some of the previous LLL people. Reverend Ken Klaus will be there as well, doing the opening devotion. So it's an opportunity to look back, but then also to start looking ahead and seeing what we've got planned for the future.
Jerry, earlier you were channeling your inner Walter A. Meyer, I think, when you were...
Which he does through the hallways every now and then.
And we can also talk about Dr. Oswald Hoffman, who had a wonderful voice, and he said at times a face for radio.
What is it... You know, sometimes you're listening and, you know, we have a different pastor on his time every morning here and on morning prayer and evening prayer, a different pastor from across the LCMS preaches in a short sermonette as well in morning prayer and evening prayer. And sometimes you hear those and you think, that sounds like a Lutheran Hour preacher. What is it about the Lutheran Hour speakers, the preachers of the past? What is it? There's this consistent theme or something that you hear and you say, oh, that's a Lutheran Hour preacher. That's a Lutheran Hour speaker. What is that?
I think there are two things. There's urgency to get the word out, the necessity for people to hear. We do not convert anybody. It's the Holy Spirit who does that. But we proclaim, we share, we bring the living word of God to people at times of need, and even times when they don't know that they need it. But it's there nonetheless, and they remember it. So that brings me to the second point, and that is, and I even mentioned this to Ozzie Hoffman. I did call him Ozzie face-to-face, so I can still do it on the radio here. We worked for many years together. And I said to him, Ozzy, I think I have fully understood what your whole ministry has been. He said, and what do you think that is? And I said, it is a ministry of encouragement. And he said, that's it. It's encouragement. He said, the Christian word is encouragement. And he said, that is the whole message of the gospel as a word of encouragement to the world. Now, you know, it was 400 years ago, or at the 400th anniversary, rather, of the Reformation, because the Reformation still changes lives. 400 years ago, or at the 400th anniversary, is when the LLL started. And here we are at the 500th, fast approaching in 2017. And so it's nice to look back and realize the advances that have been made in gospel proclamation in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod especially. And you talked about Germans before, Ken. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the founders, we had 12 founders with names like Pritzlaff and Albrandt and Birne and Böse and Brauer and Hurst and Lamprecht and Leonhardt and Pritzlaff and Soil. And you could go on and on. And these were people that had a German heritage. And maybe that's part of the spice in the whole blend of getting the word out, that the Germans realize there's a sensibility, there's a necessity, and let's orchestrate something. The automobile was manufactured by a German technology, so why not the Lutheran Hour?
But I think that's what's actually fascinating, too, about this event, seeing the 37 international directors, that it has grown around the world. Mm-hmm. And the radio helped do that. It helped bring the gospel into areas that had never heard the gospel before. And you talk about, you know, what is special about the Lutheran Hour pastor, the speaker position. It's a connection. It's a connection that these people have. And I see it personally with Reverend Seltz, that I've seen him be able to connect with young people as well as seniors. And I think throughout the time, the speaker of the Lutheran Hour has had that personal connection with people that you only get through a radio broadcast. You know, we still have to do the face-to-face. In the days of Walter Meyer, we had the big rallies, and even Ozzy Hoffman had the big rallies, and we have events still. But, you know, there's something to be said about that intimacy, about turning on a radio and listening to somebody talk directly to you. That is just what is so special about the position of the Lutheran Hour speaker being mm-hmm. able to proclaim the gospel.
And not only speaking directly to you, but what is it that they're speaking directly to you?
That's exactly it.
What you need to hear, even though you may not realize it, and usually as it comes at the right time for you, the Holy Spirit implants in the heart of that person that's listening a good direction. A good sensibility and stability. And, you know, Ken was saying just the right thing here by the fact of a personal touch comes with the Lutheran Hour. It comes with the gospel, mm-hmm. too. You know, we are sinners. We have failed. We stand in judgment. And yet through Christ Jesus and the open tomb, his sacrifice before that, we have been justified and we have been purified and we have been set right. So when the Lutheran Hour comes to somebody's home, which is a very private matter, or an apartment, or just a one-room dwelling, when the radio message of the Lutheran Hour comes to that person, it is a, I am a friend talking to you type message. And when we put on headphones or earbuds and we listen to the broadcast, it is the same thing. And that's what's golden also about KFUO. You know, KFUO was initially the idea of the laity and some leaders of the seminary to get the word out. But one station can't do it all. And now with technology being what it is, it gets closer to that. But it became necessary to put mm-hmm. together a network, and not everyone can listen or enjoy online, too.
You know, you brought up a very good point. Sometimes there are misconceptions that KFUO and the Lutheran Hour are one entity. Mm-hmm. Now, we certainly share that mission. We have a common mission, that is proclaiming the message of Christ crucified for our sins. We're two organizations, and we work in harmony. We work in partnership. But we certainly have that one common goal, that common mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we get sometimes, I'm sure you guys get phone calls for us, and we get phone calls for you as well, people calling looking for someone from the Lutheran Hour. You probably get phone calls of people looking for KFUO folks as well. I could see how that can happen, because
yeah. Well,
we're doing the same, you know, we're working toward the same thing.
We are working toward the same goal, and I think that's what's going to be exciting in this coming year for us, for celebrating our 100th anniversary, because I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity within the church to raise up the lay people again. And say, you know, this is an organization that the lay people have been involved with for 100 years.
We've been able to work with the LCMS, with Concordia Plan Services, with Concordia Publishing House, with KFUO. Let's celebrate all of us, and let's do some things together through the coming year.
Absolutely. And I'll add on to that a bit, too. The Lord is knocking at the door of the hearts of people that are touched by radio, whether it's the Lutheran Hour or programming on KFUO. Christ Center programming knocks on the heart and says, open up. And in this 500th anniversary year that's fast approaching for the Reformation anniversary, we need to realize that Martin Luther, with the power of the Spirit in his word and witness, was knocking on the hearts of the world. And here we are still doing that through that Reformation momentum.
Mm-hmm. No, and I was just going to say, I mean, I'm holding up my smartphone right here. I mean, this is, you talk about what Luther did with the printing press and able to spread. This smartphone is just amazing. We have our podcast on here. I mean, you can listen to Lutheran Hour anytime, day or night, just as I know you can do with your KFUO programming. And that is where we can continue to go and continue to move. Real quick, just because I know we're running up against time here, I do want to just again personally invite everybody to Union Station on October 21st through the 23rd. You can go to our website, www.lhm.org/100 years. And that 100 is the numeral, so 100 years. Find different information on there. And I do also invite everybody to the church service on Sunday as well. We'd love to see as many of your listeners out there as possible, and anyone from around the neighboring states as well.
Lots of festivities going on here in the St. Louis area for that. At St. Louis Union Station, October 21st through the 23rd, and at Concordia Seminary as well. You can register online, as Ken said, lhm.org/100 years. You can find more information there as well. And I also want to point out, you can hear the Lutheran Hour here on Worldwide KFUO. As Ken mentioned, you can hear it anytime here on KFUO. You can hear it at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Sunday.
So and if I could add one last.
Sure.
Pray for the work. Pray for the Reformation remembrance. Pray for this event coming up. Pray for KFUO. And support however you can, as the Lord leads you.
Certainly. The Lord has blessed us with a great partnership and common goals for, well, almost 100 years together. And certainly, I pray many more as we serve to proclaim that good news of Jesus. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today, sharing about this upcoming event. Again, Lutheran Hour celebrating 100 years, lhm.org/100 years. Our guest today, Dr. Gerald Pirschbacher, editor of the Lutheran Layman. Jerry, thanks so much for being here.
You bet.
And Ken Olemeyer, director of marketing and creative services at Lutheran Hour. Thanks so much for being my guest this morning.
Andy, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.